You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Pam writes, Dr. Dahlia, what are you supposed to do for nosebleeds? All right, well, I mean, we've been dealing with nosebleeds a long time, and most likely, you know, there's really not a wrong way. You know you're doing it wrong if the nose still continues to bleed. But let's say your kid has a nosebleed, or you have a nosebleed, or your wife or husband or whatever. You got to sit them down, okay? Have them sit and relax. Or if, because the height won't match where your hand has to be, they could stand, but they need to be calm. A lot of times people run around when they see blood. It's interesting because, you know, as a doctor, I'm like, all right, it's a nosebleed. Of course, expect the blood. I still get shocked how many people can't handle the sight of blood. Like, they'll get their blood drawn and they'll pass out because they saw their own blood. And it's a reflex. It's a natural reflex. I know, you know, some people call their family members wussies when that happens, but no, you gotta go easy on them, all right? Because it is a reflex. So you want to make sure that they stay calm, because the more you fight it, the more you yell and scream, the more you panic, the more your heart pumps, and then the faster the bleeding. Okay? You want to have your head tilt back just a bit. Okay? They don't have to be at a 90 degree angle. Maybe a 20 to 30 degree angle back should be fine. Now, when you pinch the nose, many people pinch the wrong part. They hold where the nares are, or the openings of the nose. That's not the best place to do it. All right? What you need to do is you basically kind of wrap your hand practically around the nose, where basically you have your thumb and your forefinger, and you could rest your hand comfortably on the bridge. You see how I'm doing that now? It sounds like my nose is pinched. That's the proper way. Can you guys all see that? You see how I'm holding my nose? That's exactly what you're supposed to do. So you have the thumb on one side, the index finger on the other, and you can even rest the knuckle on the bridge. Very comfortable for you that's doing this for a while. And then you just hold it firm. Now, you don't want to stop blood flow to the cartilage of nose. You just want to gently pinch it. Now, the big mistake people make with nosebleeds is they don't hold it long enough. You're supposed to hold it for 10 minutes. Now, some of you are like, okay, well, yeah, 10 minutes is fine. No, 10 minutes is a long time, okay? I mean, you know, and if you can't time yourself, then one Mississippi it all the way to 60, 10 times, okay, or 600 Mississippi. But 10 minutes is a long time. Most of us, we hold it and we hold it. 5 seconds go by, 10 seconds go by, 15 seconds. You're like, well, it's got to be good. And then you take your hands off. No. All right. 10 long minutes. Then check, examine. You could use a nice little cool cloth to kind of clean off the nose. The reason why we aren't usually recommending ice like we used to. We used to say ice the nose. And the reason why is ice causes vasoconstriction. When you cause vasoconstriction, you have less bleeding. The problem is people would frostbite their little kids' noses or their own noses. They would stick the ice on there. The kid's like, I can't feel anything. They're like, well, it's good. You're going to stop bleeding. Meanwhile, they have a frostbitten nose. You know, sometimes I'll recommend a cool cloth, you know, or ice in water with a cloth barrier. You could do that. But for the most part, you really don't need to. You don't need to run and get the ice and let them bleed more. You just put the pressure on the nose. It should be enough. You could clean off the nostrils a little bit just to see if they're still bleeding, see how that goes. If the 10 minutes was enough, do it again for another 10 minutes. Now, if after 20 minutes it's still bleeding, you need to contact the doctor. You need to contact the pediatrician, etc. Now, sometimes nosebleeds can be handled in the doctor's office, but don't just randomly drive to the doctor's office. If it sounds like a type of nosebleed that needs to be taken care of in an ER setting, then it's going to have to be done in the ER. And I've told you all many stories of me handling nosebleeds in the ER. Nosebleeds could kill. I mean, I've seen men go syncopal. We've had to keep them overnight giving them fluids because we just couldn't stop the bleeding. I'd be watching in their ears, and you would see the blood fill up behind their eardrum. You would just see the blood start to rise as we're trying to put pressure. Now, if you obviously in the ear, when you can't put pressure, you start to pack the nose. And you have to usually give them some Versed to relax because the packing is going to be uncomfortable. And you put everything you can up and in there. Even they have these special types of tampons. And then we would actually inject cocaine into the tampon. The tampon would blow up. It would have cocaine. The person would get high, but cocaine would, again, stop the bleeding. And we had some real serious nosebleeds, so we don't mess around with nosebleeds. Then the nosebleeds that weren't as serious enough would watch it for a couple hours, would let them go. They'd either pick their nose or sneeze, and they'd be back with their nosebleed again. And that's when, I mean, it was difficult where I was doing ER. I was in Lake Havasu. If the ENT was not going to be back till Monday, sometimes we would just have to keep them or keep them packed until they could see an ENT on Monday. What would the ENT do? The ear, nose, and throat doctor would probably cauterize the vessel, go up in there and cauterize the vessel. Now, not all nosebleeds need that. I mean, usually when the weather starts to get dry, that's when we start to see more nosebleeds. We see nosebleeds more in boys than girls. Very common for boys. We see one of my boys, every day he would bleed with something. But it just didn't get to the point where he needed to be cauterized. Now, one thing we do in the private setting, Dr. Randy Weingarten is an ENT I work with in town who taught me this one. He says you get some Ponaris oil. Ponaris oil you can get over the counter, but sometimes you have to ask the pharmacy to order it, so you don't need a prescription. Some eucalyptus oil. And when you have a kid that's kind of a little bit more prone to nosebleeds, or you're a little bit more prone, as long as we've checked your bleeding time and we don't think you have a bleeding disorder, this eucalyptus oil that goes up into the nose, it stinks, but putting it up a couple times a day actually moistens the area enough and allows the area to heal. And it worked really well for my son, and I'm a fan. So that's also another idea. But remember, that 10 minutes is crucial. Most nosebleeds will stop if you put the pressure on for 10 minutes. Okay? And Scott recommends bacon in the nose. Now, I don't know if he's talking about fried bacon. Fried bacon, to me, would probably break him. What if you're kosher? Scott, what if you're kosher? All right, but maybe the cold bacon works, probably because it's cold. All right, don't go away. Love it. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. In all orders to the lower 48, ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Now That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and big thanks to Don, who is working the dials. All right, so these bouncy houses, if you guys have seen, our kids loved them. Now my kids are a little older, but every now and then I try to see them sneak up on them. Those big inflatable bounce houses or those moonwalks, etc. Kids are jumping around. I always found it to be a little dangerous. I used to always watch my kids. And, it's Scott working the dial. Scott, Don, you know, this is what happens when you guys have the monosyllabic name. Sorry, Scott's working the dials. I know. Don's playing hooky. That's okay. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Anyway, so these inflatable bounce houses, these kids are jumping around. They're going crazy. They're flipping around. And you just kind of wonder that, how do they not hurt themselves? And they do. They bang each other in their heads. They flip, etc. Well, now they're saying that on average, 31 children a day are transported to emergency departments for treatment of bounce house injuries, including fractured bones, muscle damage, etc. They said if this was an infectious disease, they would call it an epidemic, according to Dr. Gary Smith, director of Center for Injury Research and Policy at Nationwide Children's Hospital. They want kids to be safe, But they say between 1995 and 2010, the rate of injuries jumped 15-fold. I blame my sons for that because I see the way they used to jump. I mean, they would be doing evil Knievel wheelies in the air jumping. And I'm like, dude, there's a two-year-old girl that I'd always be yelling at my kids. I was the only mommy yelling. I always am. I am the only mommy yelling at my kids. Always. All right. So anyway, while public health officials have warned about the dangers of trampolines for years, they've paid little attention to these bouncers, which enable children to jump trampoline style inside inflatable structures. It is fun. I know some adults like to have these trampoline parties. I can't do it. After having a couple kids, I'd lose my urine. So I can't do it. I just have to stand and watch everybody. They say the patients were 7.5 years old on average, and the most common injuries were fractures, strains, sprains. Concussions and cuts were more common among boys and girls, and 3% of the injured children required hospitalization or observation. Injuries often followed falls, often a child falling on another one, or collisions. Problem is some of these kids would break their arms, break their legs. So, you know, my recommendation is, you know, if it doesn't look safe, it probably isn't. Now, I know there's the slides where you climb up and then there's the slides and everybody goes down. Some of these bouncy places, like there's these places called Pump It Up, I feel a little bit more safe and secure bringing my kids there when they were younger because there would be somebody up on top saying one at a time. Now, if that person wasn't there, then 3-4 would go at a time. They'd hold hands and hold each other's legs, leapfrog, I don't know what they would do, and then they'd start hurting themselves. But see, the problem is that these birthday parties, when a kid would hurt himself, the last thing he wanted is mommy taking him home. So he would basically put some dirt on it and move on. So he would be like, no, I'm fine, I'm fine. Meanwhile, you could see the kid had a concussion. You saw it. I mean, the kid's wobbling around. But mom's talking to the other moms, and the kid's trying to climb back up the bouncy castle. So just kind of keep in mind those things could be dangerous. We want our kids active. But if you think about it, the more active they are, you know, Thanksgiving, what we did is we took our trailer up to, we actually went to Pahrump and we had a, we were just in a trailer park and the kids brought their bikes. And I immediately noticed they didn't have their helmets and they didn't have their, you know, elbow guards and their knee guards on. So while we're trying to cook the turkey, we were rotisserieing the rest of the turkey and we brought some duck. It was really good. You know, my mother was there giving us guilt trips, you know, like she always does, but that's my mom. Love her. Kids start riding their bikes without their helmets. Well, by the time I got done yelling that they had to get their helmets on, they had to get their, protective gear on for their elbows and for their knees, they just, it just didn't work for them, and they weren't excited to do it. And then they stopped riding their bikes. Now, you see, there is something to that. I want our kids safe. I am a fan of gear. I am a fan of people doing things safely. But the truth of the matter is the more we limit, the less activity they do get. What did they do? They sat around the campfire. All right, and I'm like, well, no, I want you to go exercise. I want you to ride your bike. But no, they didn't want to do it with the helmet. See, when I rode a bike when I was a kid, I didn't have any of that. You just jumped on your bike and you got to ride around, right around. You were free. I don't think I could wear a bike helmet. Those, I think they're uncomfortable. I think they're annoying. I don't like things on my head. I've never even been good with hats. I'm not good with things on my head. A lot of people don't like that. You know, not to mention now you kind of have the stiff Velcro, you know, on the knees and on the, you know, in your antecubital fossa for your elbows. It limits you. And so the more safe we go, or the more we try to be safe, the less the kids do. And this is kind of something significant. You know, we're always talking about our kids and how they're not exercising enough and they're not doing enough outside. And but if you think about it, I mean, look at what we do. The more safety measures, the more we are limiting their activity. I mean, here's another example. When I grew up, my parents had a station wagon, and we lived in Phoenix, and every time we drove to L.A., which was kind of like an 8 to 10 hour drive, because we always had to stop to pee, you would run around and jump over the seats. You would be playing in the back. You would be moving. Well, seatbelt laws then came, was it late 70s, early 80s? And you had to sit still. you had to be confined for the 8 to 10 hour drive. Now, I'm not against seatbelts, mind you. I am glad we have seatbelts. Okay, we've cut millions upon millions of deaths. But you see, the more of the safety measures, the less you move. And we need to figure out a way how to encourage activity with our kids without the safety regimens limiting them. You know what I mean? It's just it's just something we need to figure out. And, I mean, these bouncy, it's great. At a birthday party, rather than them just sitting there eating cake and candy, they're jumping around, they're moving, they're getting sweaty. But now these bouncy houses are going to probably be limited because of the injuries. And it's true, something has to be done, you know, unless we just have to start telling parents, look, things aren't safe, okay? Don't put your one-year-old, I'm looking at a picture right now of a little 4 or 5-year-old kid bouncing and a mom holding a toddler. You probably shouldn't have your toddler in a bouncy house with a 5-year-old boy. Just my 2 cents there. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I guess 3 pharmacies and a medicine factory in Pakistan have had to close. Oh, I'm sorry. I have to say it Obama-style, Pakistan. In Pakistan, have been closed by authorities after 13 people died from drinking cough syrup suspected of being toxic. AP reported a further 7 people were being treated in a hospital in the city of Lahore. The victims were mostly drug addicts from a low-income Shadra town, they're saying, neighborhood, who took the cough syrup in an attempt to get high. Some of the victims were found dead in a graveyard where addicts used to take different kinds of drugs. After falling ill from the syrup, they were rushed to hospitals in the city of Lahore, but many could not be saved. The incident happened over the past 3 days, and the victims were aged from 15 to 45. Khan said the 3 men who owned pharmacies had been arrested for selling the allegedly toxic substance, and their stores shut down. They're trying to figure out what was toxic and why this happened, but 13 people died because of this. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I can't stand when you hear that. You know, somebody taking a medicine and they die. Now, again, getting high. People try to get high on everything now. They try to get high on our antimicrobial alcohol dispensers. Have you guys seen that? That blows my mind. I mean, they're drinking your hand sanitizer. Our hand sanitizer always seems to go quickly than I think. Now, I'm assuming the staff are all, you know, squirting it into their hands, etc. But you just wonder, the patients going by, you know, boy, do we go through hand sanitizer a little quicker than you would think physically could occur with the squats. Little aliquot squirts. So, you know, just kind of something that you, you know, want to watch for. Speaking of deaths, looks like, Christmas season wouldn't be Christmas season without somebody dying at Walmart. I guess a man suspected of shoplifting from Walmart in Georgia is dead after a physical altercation with store employees. Apparently, the shoplifter went through the front door with 2 DVD players. This was around 1:30 in the morning Sunday. He was detained by 2 Walmart associates and a security officer. When the police came to arrest the suspect, he was unresponsive from bleeding from his nose and mouth. They believe the victim was placed in a chokehold by the security officer. Cause of death has not been released. Of course, Walmart, had said, you know, we don't have all the facts right now, but, you know, no, shouldn't be worth a death. No shoplifting is worth a death. So we'll see what happens. But, you know, it's the holiday season. Tis the season. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hey, everybody. Dr. Dolly here. Now, listen up. Did you wake up this morning with stiff, creaky joints? And did those same stiff, creaky joints kind of keep you up last night? Well, there's this product I want you to try, and now I think it's a good time for you to try it. It's called Nova Joint. This is a doctor-designed product that has been helping people all over the country move easier and feel less frustrated by joint stress. Now, Nova Joint is unlike all the other glucosamine joint care products because it contains no glucosamine at all. And it's the consumer version of a clinical product that has been used by chiropractors and medical doctors. And people are reporting noticeable results in 2 weeks, sometimes even sooner. So don't wait, because I want you to start feeling good now. Get a special on a bottle of NovaJoint if you use my coupon code DocDolly, D-O-C-D-A-L-I. Or you could save on 3 bottles with DocDolly 3. Go ahead, share these codes with your friends. Just go to NovaJoint.com, N-O-V-A-J-O-I-N-T.com, and love how you feel.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait, there's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Do you think your home is toxic? According to the Consumer Protection Agency, over 150 chemicals found in the average home are connected to allergies, birth defects, cancer, and psychological disorders. The proven fact is, we live in the most toxic environment in history. Yes, toxins can be killers, but there is something you can do. Detoxify your body with the Ion Cleanse detoxification system from A Major Difference. The Ion Cleanse is made in the USA, carries the best warranty in the industry, and comes with a no-risk, money-back guarantee. We have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and are trusted by thousands of doctors worldwide. Visit IonCleanse.com. That's IonCleanse.com. Or call 877-315-8638. That's 877-315-8638. Invest in your health with the Ion Cleanse from A Major Difference. IonCleanse.com. One of the most important decisions you will ever make.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network and Scott for working the dials. Excuse me. All right. Go. See, I got to tell you, you take a few days off and then you just kind of get into the swing of things. All right. Oh, you know what movie I saw this weekend? It was like on pay-per-view. Ted. Saw the movie Ted with the teddy bear. Oh my gosh, that was funny. I think the people, what was it, Seth MacFarlane? Absolutely brilliant. You know, where do they come up with these ideas? Okay, we're going to have a teddy bear. And the teddy bear is going to grow up, and then he's going to be like a 35-year-old man. And, yes, it was dirty. There was a lot of, dirty scenes in it, but, it was just, I mean, it was hilarious. I did not think I was going to enjoy that movie as much. Boy, did it make me laugh. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right. So I guess, Fox News is reporting that old-fashioned medical remedies are making a comeback. Now, if you've noticed on the Dr. Dahlia Show throughout the years, we've been talking about leeches, We've been talking about hypnosis. We've been talking about cupping. Well, I guess more and more people are going to those remedies, acupuncture, etc. You know, from what we understand, leeches have been used in India lately and other countries to treat gout, arthritis, vertigo, which is feeling like room spinning, sinusitis, and even acne. Now, leeches have been used for over 2,500 years to treat variety of different ailments. I guess the idea is to, you know, rid yourself of the bad humors when you bleed yourself out. If you bleed out, you could bleed some of the bad part out. And you know, people always ask me, well, Dahlia, if these things don't really work, how could they have been used for so many years? I don't think they don't work. I think they do work. I may not be able to know the science as to why it works. I mean, let's say you put a leech on your body and it starts to kind of eat into the skin, break the skin, and suck some blood. Maybe your inflammatory process kicks in, and you have inflammatory cells that come into play, and those inflammatory cells start to, they start to, I guess, improve and fight some of the other infection in other parts of the body because it just incited it to a different degree that the infection could. Who knows? Maybe that's the scientific reasoning. I don't know. Maybe vertigo passes usually after a couple days. So they thought, well, because they did the leeches, the vertigo passed. For some people, vertigo never passes. So it's hard to say. You know, we do know that leeches' saliva does have an enzyme, and that enzyme does increase blood flow to damaged tissue. And so maybe just the flow of it, if you, let's say, put a leech near a damaged area of the body, the blood flow will increase and heal. So who knows? You know, cupping has been something used where it's supposed to draw with heat the bad humors out of the body. That's also supposed to help with blood flow. We've also seen it used for frozen shoulder syndrome, used for colds. Again, it's nothing we practice here in America because doctors will get sued if you don't get better, but still. And then, of course, hypnosis. Hypnotherapy, I have always been extremely fascinated by because if it works for a person, it works. For people who don't really believe in it or they're like, well, I just don't see that it works as well. But for people that are able to allow their minds to fall under the hypnosis, they can be treated for anxiety, smoking addiction, other types of addiction, insomnia, inability to sleep, obesity, asthma. They've even, tried to use hypnotherapy in childbirth. Again, the thing is you have to have a person that's planning on going all out. You know, and I'd love to hear from you guys if any of these types of therapies have worked on you. I'd love to know which and why it was used. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I used to have women when I was delivering babies and training that would say, Dahlia, under no means am I going to want an epidural. I'm going to want to do this all natural. And these would be first-time moms. Okay, usually your second and third time moms wouldn't ask that because they kind of knew what they wanted. Okay, because they've been through it before. But your first time mom said, I want to do it all natural. I mean, even me, I always knew my mom did her childbirth natural with the four kids. So I was like, I'm not going to be a wussy. All right. Well, I'm going to say 100% of them, every woman I delivered who had said prior to the delivery, they are not going to want an epidural. They're not going to want pain medicines, begged me for them. Now, a couple of them, by the time they asked, it was too late, unfortunately. They were already too dilated. Baby was coming. The anesthesiologist, by the time he got up there, baby was delivered. And, I mean, I felt bad. And I always ask my patients, I go, are you sure? Okay, because it takes a certain amount of time. At some point, it would take an hour for us to get the anesthesiologist up to where, to the floor, for him to be free enough to do it. You know, and remember, you don't usually have an anesthesiologist on call, for that one particular pregnancy if they say no. You know, because what happens is at that time, when you would be admitted to the maternity ward, for those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, when you would be admitted to the maternity ward, the intake nurse would say, are you going to want an anesthesiologist? Are you going to want an epidural? And they say no. at the time. So then nobody gets called. But when somebody says yes, well, they immediately call whoever's on call saying, look, I got somebody right now. She's a G1 P0, meaning first time pregnant. Right now only dilated to 2 centimeters. I mean, it could take all day, and into the night before they're going to need that person. But that person's ready. They're on standby and they understand they better not drink any alcohol because if they get called to the hospital, etc. Now, with me, you know, I would ask, are you sure you're okay? You don't want epidural? Absolutely. Don't want it. No big deal. All right, well, then fine. And then, unfortunately, each and every one of them got to the point where they asked. Luckily, some of them, we had plenty of time to get the anesthesiologist in, and for others, no. And, they got through it, and it was fine. It just, for them begging, where's the anesthesiologist, and he's not there yet, it was really difficult. And so my recommendation to any of you, and God bless you for trying to go through labor without taking any medication. I mean, I understand why you're doing it. You're doing it for the baby. And I really commend, don't get me wrong by my saying all of them ended up retracting and wanting medicine. I think you all are heroes for trying to battle it out without. But all I'm saying is many of you, or from what I noticed in my small amount, I delivered at least 100 in 1 year. In my small subsection of the world, everybody wanted one. And so what my recommendation would be is to tell the nurse, have him on standby. But when you walk in and you say, no way, then no, nobody gets called, nobody's on standby. Now, usually in most big cities, there should be somebody around, especially if you're going to need a C-section. So usually they have somebody around, but I would just say, tell the nurse, I'm going to go as far as I can without it. Now, you know, depending on the nurse, sometimes they're really nice, sometimes they'll say, well, you know, if you ask for it too late, you're like, all right, I got that. But, like I said, just there could be that small chance you're going to change your mind. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. A big discussion we had in the first hour was pediatricians now are considering doling out Plan B prescriptions to girls under 17 to teenagers. Plan B is a high-dose progesterone that you have to take 2 pills in the morning, 2 pills 12 hours later, or they are trying to come out with a once-a-day regimen of a high-dose progesterone that will stop you from fertilizing. It's not the RU486 that causes a miscarriage or an abortion of the fertilized egg. The high dose progesterone is supposed to prevent ovulation or prevent transport. And they want to give this type of medication to teenagers such that if they do have sex, they could just the next day pop the Plan B. I want to discuss this a little further with you all. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
For all women and men who wish their fingernails were harder, this Christmas, wishes come true.
Introducing Nails of Steel, a new revolutionary nail hardener. Nails of Steel puts muscle into your soft nails with a creamy, rich, natural herbal formula that is antifungal, hypoallergenic, and biodegradable. Just massage a drop of Nails of Steel over your natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time. Within the first week, you'll notice your nails getting stronger. To eliminate breaking, chipping, splitting, hangnails, and fungus. Nails of Steel makes a great stocking stuffer for women or men. And right now, get 3 1-ounce bottles for only $74.95. That's about a $5 price break on each bottle. That'll last you for months. Visit nailsofsteel.com. That's nailsofsteel.com. Nails of Steel. It's like a salon in a bottle.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried their vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The meathead supplement store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Way on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my 2 workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours. I got up this morning, and I looked the leanest I've looked since high school. I can go on and on. The best I can do to repay you is buy more and tell my friends.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Being an armed citizen means having a gun with you all the time. Carrying a firearm every day requires a holster that is both concealable and comfortable. Whether you choose our Super Tuck Deluxe or Mini Tuck, you'll have the confidence that comes from being discreetly and comfortably armed, prepared to face unforeseen dangers. Crossbreed holsters are handmade in the USA, come with a lifetime warranty, and a 2-week try-it-free guarantee. Order your holster today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Thank you all for tuning in. All right, so got a lot to talk about. Okay, so we were talking about this Plan B, and it's a little confusing because some of you are like, okay, wait a second. So we got over-the-counter birth control, but then we got the morning after, and then we got Plan B, which is also called the morning after. You guys kind of get the difference now, what's going on? We have a group of OB-GYNs who want birth control over-the-counter available for anybody to get, all right, because they think it's going to stop unintended pregnancies. And it could, but we already talked about how that could be flawed. If a 15-year-old or a 12-year-old is running to buy a box of birth control so she doesn't have to wear a condom, you already see where the problem is, okay? If a child is going to engage in unprotected sex, they're going to need to wear the condom as well. And if they aren't savvy enough to figure that out, I doubt they're savvy enough to understand all the intricacies of birth control and how judicious they need to be about taking it. And my guess is we're going to have the unwanted pregnancy anyway, because these kids will not take the birth control correctly if they're in that line of thinking, right? And without any education or proper recommendations. So that's what's going on there, even though God bless the obstetricians and gynecologists for trying to figure this out. Number two, what we're going to do, the next issue was, well, and it was an issue that happened before then, was the RU486. This is something that we had seen in Europe. Basically, it's considered the morning after pill, where if you get pregnant and you take it, I don't want to say morning after. People would take it and they would actually abort or miscarry the fertilized egg. That's not what we're talking about here with Plan B. Plan B has been a prescription used for a very long time, which is a high-dose progesterone. And what this high-dose progesterone does is prevent the ovulation or the transport, hopefully before it's actually a fertilized egg. And because it's progesterone only, it's a heck of a lot safer than high-dose estrogen. Now, somebody that's more prone to blood clots, even though progesterone may cause excessive bleeding, it probably wouldn't cause blood clots. So it's a safer, I suppose, formulation to have over the counter. But what it, again, what this would be is it would be prescription. It would be given by pediatricians, from what I understand the recommendation is for, to kids who, if they goof and they didn't take their birth control or use a condom, they would have to go and take the Plan B. Two pills in the morning, two pills 12 hours later. You do not want to take this if you are pregnant. Many Plan Bs have a pregnancy test already in there. So, you know, you're kind of wondering, is this basically the way we need to go with society? Are we going to throw in the towel, you know, instead of encouraging abstinence, encourage ways to stop the pregnancy from happening since they're having sex anyway? You know, over the last 60 years, sex has now been the mainstay of what kids do, from what we understand. It used to not. You used to have to wait till you were married. It used to be okay to say no. There were only certain types of girls who would do it, and their fear would be getting pregnant. And if they did get pregnant, that would stop them from having sex for 9 months. Hopefully, because they had a baby, they would probably be less inclined to have sex. And teenage pregnancy was not as high as it started to be over the last 60 years. So what society has now done, with the pendulum swinging the other way, is just have birth control or next day birth control aplenty for people, so they could grab it, shove it in their mouth, and hopefully stop their pregnancy. But it doesn't work like that. There's an art to these medications. And if kids are going to think it's that easy, they're not going to protect themselves with sex, and they will get pregnant. Having birth control made so easily available without there being proper instruction is not going to prevent pregnancy, but actually encourage unintended pregnancy. That's how I feel. Now, how many of you have read the PIs in your medications, the package inserts, the product information? Most of us don't. And why don't we read them? Because of the font. The font is so dang small because of the amount of the information, because they show chemical structures and stuff that we learned in organic chemistry that we don't want to look at anymore. The average teenager, I don't think, is going to sit down and read the whole package insert, which is what many of us doctors know. So when these kids come in asking for birth control, like I discussed in the previous hour, we bullet the information for them. We say, okay, first of all, when you start birth control, and this goes for a 45-year-old, this goes for all of us here, all right, you got to use condoms, backup protection, for a good 2 months at least. If you think you're going to miss a pill or skip a pill, you need to follow the directions on what to do to make sure you're still going to have protection. If not, you need to wear a condom for the few days, for the week, for the month. When in doubt, always wear a condom. Well, some of these kids go, well, wait a second. The whole purpose of me getting birth control is I don't have to wear a condom. I go, is this somebody you're married to? Somebody who's in a monogamous relationship with you? Well, no, I hope to be. I go, then you need to wear a condom because you could get an STD. You're supposed to be wearing condoms anyway. Before you get married, you have to wear condoms anyway. Don't get this birth control if you're trying to avoid condoms, which many are. Then my next question is okay, you're having sex. Congratulations for you starting this next chapter in your life. I just want to make sure you have, if you understand, all the consequences and you're prepared for if you get pregnant. You're having sex, so a possibility of you having sex is you getting pregnant. Are you prepared? Well, no, I don't want to get pregnant. Well, I know you don't want to, but you are going to be having sex, and it sounds like you're going to be having unprotected sex, or the condom could break. All right? Yeah, well, that's why I'm getting birth control, so I don't get pregnant. Well, how effective is the birth control? Oh, I think it's 100%. No, nothing's 100%. Nothing is 100% effective. What if you get a bad lot number? What if you don't take it correctly? What if you decide to double or triple ovulate? I don't know. What if it's not strong enough? No. If you're having sex, you need to have a plan. What are you going to do if you get pregnant? Oh, I'm just going to abort. No, that's not a plan. I mean, do you know what an abortion is? You know it's a surgical procedure. You realize that. So kids think they could just have sex and it's that easy. You know, maybe these kids need to have a friend that does get pregnant. And they realize, I don't want that happening to me. I mean, sometimes when you try to stop so many bad things from happening and shelter your children, they're going to put themselves more in harm's way. And I just think, I don't see how making birth control so easily accessible to an uneducated young girl who could be 11, 12 years old is going to immunize her from ever being pregnant. Okay, unintentionally. I just don't think so. That's why I am for these kids having some sort of training. And if they aren't going to go to their parents, which is why they want to get the stuff over the counter, they should be spoken to by the doctor. Can you imagine what the conversation would be with a doctor and a 12-year-old girl? Now these girls get to sidestep the doctor if they're going to get their birth control over the counter. Now, I know some of you are of the thinking, well, honestly, we need to stop unintended pregnancies. How do you do it? Okay, we have too many kids on welfare. We have the fiscal cliff. We have so many entitlements out there. We need to stop teen birth. All right, well, then maybe we need to come up with a birth control that could be, I don't know, implanted or, for example, the birth control, which was the high schooler's birth control of choice, was parents were dragging them in and giving them the depot shot. The Depo-Provera shot would last 3 months. Sometimes it could cause bleeding. Sometimes it could cause acne. But the parents knew that kid was getting their birth control, and it was lower risks than the pill. You know, I mean, we vaccinate our kids like crazy. Maybe we need to consider. And again, I need to think this one through, but you know, if parents are so worried about their kids getting pregnant and think having birth control and the pretty packages laying on the counter is going to be enough for them to take it properly, maybe we want to consider teenage parents getting their kids, getting the kids the depot shot. Not the most ideal. We should just tell the kids to keep their knees bolted together and their zippers zipped. All right, guys, don't go away. We've got another hour coming up. 1-877-DOC-DALY.
Take me down to the little white church.
Oh, my aching back. I've got to get some relief for my arthritis.
When arthritis pain rears its ugly head, rub on Smooth Gator, the 60-second pain relief. Smooth Gator provides topical relief from head to toe and everywhere in between to stop pain fast. Smooth Gator is made with all natural oils, including wintergreen, aloe vera, and eucalyptus, in a safe, non-greasy formula. Rub Smooth Gator on your neck, back, legs, knees, hands, any muscle or joint where pain from arthritis, sprains, pains, strains, or backache needs fast 60-second pain relief. Smooth Gator can also be used for allergies, sinuses, fibromyalgia, and rheumatoid arthritis. In the time it took to listen to this message, you could have had relief with Smooth Gator, the 60-second pain relief. Go to smoothgator.com or phone 727-278-3137. Call 727-278-3137 or click smoothgator.com, the 60-second pain relief.
We just had a terrible storm in the east, but we are all still in the eye of the perfect storm. We have the most devastating economic conditions since the Great Depression, America's worst drought in agricultural history, and what about the presidential election? This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. eFoods Direct is preparing for the shortages, and you had better do the same. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. You know that eFoods is the best tasting and safest food on the planet. We all need a bunch of storable and usable food from eFoods Direct. None of us wants to be standing in a bread line trading our freedom for food. Anyone who doesn't take control of their uncertain future has to be just a little bit nuts. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Starting Thursday, November 22nd at midnight through Monday, November 26th, you can save 25 to 30% on the Black Friday specials. Give the gift of food security. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or 1 day too late? Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.